This sermon is available for free download from www.graceunlimited.co.za. That's www.graceunlimited.co.za. There you will also find many other sermons, the speaker's blogs, events, pictures, links, web store, e-documents, and contact details. Simply follow the links to Grace Unlimited on Sermon Audio.
So that means we know, as we look at the beginning of this year as Living Hope Church, that no matter what happens, God is going to be working for our good. If something seems to happen where God isn't working for our good and we think, this must mean that God's against me. If you're a believer, you're wrong. Whatever comes into your life this year, you know for sure that God has a purpose in what comes into your life, and that God's purpose is your best and His glory. And I think that's a pretty good place to start the year, isn't it? And when you begin to wonder, how can I be sure that God is as for me as you're saying, all you need to do is to come back and to think about the cross. If God delivered up His own Son for you, how will He not also with Him freely give you all things? And so this year we stand at the beginning of the year with great confidence looking forward, knowing that God is for us, because God is a God who crucified His own Son that we might be called His children. And so even as a church, we don't come to God simply as servants and slaves today, but we come to God as sons and daughters. And actually in our elders meeting this morning, we were reading John 17 and Jesus's prayer. And Jesus says in His prayer, John 17, that the Father loves us with the same kind of love with which He loves the Son. And I had to read that verse twice because it almost seems like heresy to say that. Seems like it's too good to be true, but Jesus says it and it's our job to believe it. God loves believers with the same kind of love that He has for His very own Son. And so we have every reason for confidence this year, no matter what comes into our lives, that God is going to use it for our good and for His glory. As a church, we've got a lot of things to pray about at the beginning of the year. This is another reason I like the beginning of the year. It reminds us of how dependent we are on God. We have so many things we want to see happen as a church. We want to, first of all, know and love God more deeply. That's a pretty big thing. At the end of this next year, we want to be more mature than we are at the beginning. At the end of this next year, we want to be saying no to more sins than we are saying no to right now. We want to be more righteous in our behavior. At the end of this next year, we want to be people who understand the ways of God better, who understand the will of God more deeply. We want to be people who know the great love that God has for us more completely. And so, as this year begins, we're crying out to God to do the impossible in us, to turn us away from being self-absorbed people to being Christ-absorbed people. And so will you pray that with me? We want to be a church that draws together more closely as a family. We are family, but we're learning how to be family. If you're part of this church and sometimes you look around and you say, hey, these other people in the church, they're sinners and they're not loving me right. Well, guess what? Welcome to life in this world. We are sinners who are being changed and being transformed. And we are looking forward this year to the Holy Spirit helping us learn how to be the church. When I read the New Testament, there's just the church is an exciting place to be, the local church. I can't imagine being involved in anything else other than the local church. I'd be more excited about being involved in the local church than being a president of a country this coming year, for sure. But sometimes as you live out life in a local church, it's difficult. And that's partly because God is in the process of making us into who we are. And so this year, will you pray with me that God will help us to move forward as a church in our love for one another? And at the end of this next year, we'll be able to say, you know what? We love each other better than we did at the beginning of this year. Also, as a church, we want to be praying that God helps us to take the gospel out. We want to be louder about the gospel than ever before. That's going to happen if we're more amazed by Christ than ever before. And so we need to pray, Lord God, please help us to be amazed by Christ. But we want to take the gospel out into Sunnyside. We know there are many people who are either dead spiritually. They say they're Christians, but they don't really know the gospel. We also know there are many people who are babies spiritually in our city. And they say they know Christ, and maybe they do know Christ, but they don't know Him very well. I was talking to someone this week even who he told me, I've been a Christian for a long time. And then we were talking about his spiritual life. And, you know, he said, I don't think I sin very much. And I looked at him and I said, you know what you just told me? You just told me you don't know God very well. Because if you don't think you sin very much, it's only because you don't know God very well. Because the closer you get to God, the more your own sin is exposed. And the closer you get to holiness, the more you see how deeply you need a Savior. And so we know there are many people in our city who maybe they're Christians, but they don't know God very well. And so we want this year as a church to become better about evangelism and better about discipleship. You know the motto of our church. These announcements are kind of becoming sermons. So that's what happens, I guess, when I do the announcements. But the motto of our church is make disciples who make disciples. We want to follow Christ ourselves, and we want to help other people follow Christ. And so it's my prayer this year that you will become involved in a discipleship relationship. We want the gospel communities to grow stronger, but we want to see you involved in a discipleship relationship. That means we want to see every one of you involved in a relationship, perhaps with someone who knows more than you, where you're learning from them. We also want to see every one of you involved in a relationship with someone who is your Barnabas, someone who's walking the walk with you, who you can encourage and they can encourage you. And we want to see every one of you involved in a relationship with someone you're trying to share with and help mature. Again, I was just we were just praying for a number of people this morning, and we were talking about how they want to grow in Christ. And we said, who is there to meet with this person on a regular basis and to disciple them? And what I hope at the end of next year is that we'll be able to name more of you who are more ready to meet with individuals and help them walk with Christ. That we'll be able to say, hey, you know what? I know 10 people in our church who are ready to take a baby Christian and help them move forward in their relationship with God. So we have big dreams this year, and we're praying that God will accomplish them, and just ask that you'll pray along with us.